Dan Rather roasted online after whining about wave of exits at CNN. By Ethan Lechtman on September 4, 2022. Discredited former CBS News anchor Dan Rather was roasted on social media after he took to Twitter to whine about the recent wave of employees exiting CNN. The recent changes at the network come as recently installed CEO and chairman Chris Licht attempts to move CNN away from its far-left partisan coverage. This past week, CNN White House correspondent John Harwood announced he was exiting the network. Following the recent departures of former Reliable Sources left-wing host Brian Stelter and former legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, who infamously masturbated during an October 2020 Zoom meeting with New Yorker and WNYC staffers. The wave of departures sparked Dan Rather to ask publicly on Twitter why former left-wing employees are exiting CNN. He also implied his displeasure toward Licht and the new direction of the network. "What is going on at CNN?" Rather asked on Twitter. "It's a serious question. There is a lot of speculation on directives and motives. What's really going on? And is it being noticed by the audience?" The former evening news anchor's questioning led to social media users roasting Rather, implying that his tweet was oblivious. "What audience?" replied popular conservative Twitter account at @CatDurd2. "Maybe they're trying to take a shot at doing actual straight news, Dan. Not that you would know what that is," replied radio host Pete Mundo. However, many left-wing users appear to agree with Rather's assessment and more abrasively voiced their displeasure at the network's change of direction, including far-left former MSNBC anchor Keith Olbermann. "It's a long story, but the new president is there to cut off the liberal heads," tweeted Olbermann. Not a coincidence that two ambitious on-air people tweeted the same GOP talking points about Biden and the Marines. "This is the background on the new hatchet man. He tried the same stuff at MSNBC," he added. Some conservative users humorously noticed the many left-wing users voicing their disappointment in CNN's recent direction. Seeing lefties melt down over CNN's pivot away from being a full-on propaganda mill for the Democratic Party is delicious, said podcast host and Red State writer Jeff Charles. Rather, who once was regarded as one of the big three nightly news anchors along with NBC's Tom Brokaw and ABC's Peter Jennings, fell from grace after he was ousted from CBS News in 2004 for making false allegations about then-President George W. Bush's service in the Texas National Guard in the 1960s and 1970s on broadcasts of 60 Minutes and CBS Evening News. During an appearance on CNN's Larry King Live in 2006 following his departure, the former news anchor still held on to the truth of his discredited story. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter @EthanLechtman.